live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
We're listening to the C-Plan New Show. Gary O'Neill.
Alright, here you go.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna f*** with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to me.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! La, 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 la. Woo! What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seed Plan Do Show, Season 6, Episode 6, entitled Content is King. And I have an amazing guest on the show tonight or today or this afternoon, whenever you saw this. All right, the amazing Jessica Walker, and she will be on here, the digital media. First, let me get her title right. Digital media subject matter expert. All right, listen, she, on my reel, she made me $1 million. I don't know what to tell you. I have $1 million right now. But my digital media, one of my favorite digital media subject matter experts, Jessica Walker, of Jaw Speaks from Jaw Speaks Digital, is here in the building today, and we're going to talk about how content is king, and if you are a content creator, how you can make great content and get paid for it. So if that's something that you wanted to do, this episode is for you. All right, can I get to my shout outs? Absolutely. My day one A1 listeners, you already know how I feel about you guys. My first time watchers or listeners watching this or listening to this, if you're listening to the audio art, you're looking at this visual vibes. You're checking me out in 780, 1080, right? 4K, 5K, 6K. I don't know. All right. This might be virtual reality for you. All right. Wherever you're watching me, wherever you're listening to me from, inside the US, outside the US, my candy corn crew, my OGs, my directors, everybody who ever has had a hand in this, whether this is your first time or a millionth time watching this show, thank you for coming out. You can literally be anywhere in the world doing anything, and you're here with me, and I 100% appreciate that. All right, so we got our shout outs out of the way. I am so looking forward to this episode because guess what? You know, content is king, and we're doing a lot of things for content. I want to make sure you do it the right way. All right, so can we get to our C-Plan-Do moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland? So right after a brief word from our sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your Seed Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Man in the Arena. So your homework today is, if you have never heard of it, you've never read it, I want you to check out Teddy Roosevelt's speech, Man in the Arena, when he talks about you being in the arena. All too often, we have people who look towards other people for competition. All right, that they look for other people to a competition. And here's what I want you to realize. There is no other competition. The only competition is you. That is it. Stop trying to compare yourself to someone else. comparison is the thief of joy. I want you to set out specific goals for yourself, you to put a strategy of success together, and you implement those plans. Why are you looking at someone else? There is no point of looking at someone else as far as competition. The only competition, and I know it's cliche to say, I know you've heard it a million times, but the only competition is yourself. What are the habits? And I talked about habits last week. What are the habits that you need to create that create this future you that you have in mind? All right. What are the habits that you need to break, that you need to break, that you need to create? What are the things that you need to do? When you read the Man in the Arena speech, he does not talk about anybody else. He talks about you being in the arena, getting your hands dirty, face dusty, rolling your sleeves up, and getting busy. Because at the end of the day, doesn't matter about anybody else. I tell this all the time. When you are born, and I've heard this, and I'm pretty sure you've heard this as well. When you are born, you look like your parents. When you die, you look like your decisions. All right. So there is no other competition except yesterday's you. All right. That is your C plan do moment of the week. Man in the arena. Man, oh man. All right. Can we get to our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week? Guys, if you are on YouTube, check the playlist down at the bottom. That has all the songs that I like to listen to. That's the songs that I'm feeling right now. All right. Actually, Jess is going to be the one who picks this intro song and the song of the week. So if you like it, credit me. You don't like it, credit her. All right. Like it, me. Don't like it, her. And we're going to put her at sign up and everything. All right. So right after a brief word from my sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
I just need to kiss it goodbye. So baby, bring it over tonight. Don't get caught in your head. These words will keep them in this bed. I'm feeling like the first time we met. But I know this is good as it gets. We don't, we won't no more. So baby, we can take it slow. You, the only one got me stuck. That way, I'm trying to keep from moving that way. But true, real love is for the fools. Had me know you too. Watch me break into two. For you, you.
You're just like a fool for the hoop ride, baby. Drop top in the coupe and your Tupac, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. I saw something real, fuck what you saw, baby. Trying to find a feel, but it's too hard, baby. Yes, I take it out, thinking we all take it home.
Guess what, guys? It's wedding season, party season, corporate season. It's always that time. So if you're looking for that, please make sure you check them out. All right. Okay. See, again, season 6, episode 6. Content is king, where we're going to be talking with the amazing, the talented man. I like having you guys, you already know. If you've been watching the show, you know I have amazing people on the show. And so this is just another one. All right. Jessica from Jaw Speaks, the digital media and subject matter expert. So without further ado, let's get her on board. Let's get her from out the green room. All right, Jess.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Let me flip this around for you. Let's get you more comfortable in here, okay? All right, let's get it more comfortable in here. All right, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing very well today. How are you?
I am doing well. She is. You're in Sacramento, right? How are things in Sac Town? That's what y'all call it. I don't even want to see. I might see. Is that what y'all call it?
Well, I'm originally from the Bay. I just live here, but yes. Uh-huh. I'm a Bay Area native, born and raised in the Bay. Right. So it is cold today. Today is very cold.
Okay. Oh, wow. It's cold here in Baltimore, but guess what? We're going to heat up the show. We're going to heat up this show. So guys, if you have not had the pleasure, the privilege of checking out Jessica Walker, again, she is the owner, the operator, the founder of Jaw Speaks Digital. All right. Where she is, again, the digital media subject matter expert. And if you have not checked out her page, please do so. All right. We're going to make sure in the show information, we're going to have all her information. But if you are creating content, she's the one that helps you. She has helped me. Some of the things that she's posted, I said, you know what? She's absolutely right. And I've posted a lot of the information. So we're going to get right into that. So again, thank you for coming on to the show. You know, I appreciate all the things that you do to help us move forward.
Yeah, thank you so much all for right. having me.
All right. So now we've got your official information out the way. And if you guys, this is your first time watching my show. Guess what? As a podcaster, we give the people the questions. All right. Jessica already has the question when I'm going to ask her. Right. Yeah. This isn't fly by the seat of your pants. That's not proper podcasting. OK, she already knows what I'm asked. But if you are a friend of the show, you already know that there are some questions I did not write down in my segment. My first segment of season six of the season. Fuego. Rapido. All right, Jess does not know about this hot seat rapid fire questions. Are you ready? Go ahead, unmute your mic. So you try to mute your mic. Unmute your mic.
Yes, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hold on, I'm gonna get ready. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, hey, you gotta stay ready so you ain't gotta get ready. Are you ready?
All right.
First question. Wings, chicken wings, flats or drums?
Ooh, wings.
I'm sorry, you said wings?
Uh-huh. Wings. Yes.
Judges, ding. That's the correct answer. Blue cheese, blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
Okay. She's one for one. The answer is blue cheese. I'm sorry. Okay. Question number three. Your favorite, if you could only listen to one artist for your entire life and everything they've made, who would this artist be?
Oh, super easy. Tupac.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Okay, I like that. Okay, what gadget can you not that you need? Now, I ain't gonna say that you can't live without, but let's say that. What gadget is your number one go-to gadget?
Definitely my phone.
Okay, what is a hidden talent that you have that people may not know?
Hidden.
Yeah, hidden.
I don't think I have a hidden. I feel like everybody knows I can dance, but I only dance silly, but I really can dance.
You really can dance. Okay. All right. So guys, she said she can really dance. So now she being a content expert, she got to show us a video of her really, really dancing like that. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm old now. I can't.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When I tried to do one of the TikTok dances in front of my kids, the disrespect that I got, the disrespect that they showed me, like, my daughter looked at me and said, never do that again. She's like,
yeah, they're haters. Our kids are bigger haters.
You're right. You're right. They are haters. Hating. Yep. Yeah, you're right. I just want to say something. Right? All right. Now, Jess, this is a question that has been a staple in Fuego Rapido. All right? This is a question that is embedded in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, digital media subject matter expert, thousands and thousands of people follow you. You're creating hours and hours of meaningful content. You've helped a lot of people, a lot of clients. What are your thoughts on candy corn?
It's a yes sometimes, and sometimes it's a no.
We'll take it. All right. Thank you very much.
All depends right. on the situation.
One last question as we move on. Season 6, episode 6. Content is king.
Yes. With
Jessica, owner of Joss Speaks Digital Media. All right. Last question. We always like to talk attitude of gratitude. What is something that in the last 30 days that you have an abundance of gratitude for? I know.
Lessons.
Lessons. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The blessings of lessons, huh?
Absolutely. 110%.
Okay. I like that. All right. Thank you for playing Fuego Rapido. You are actually the first person of this season to play that. And thank you. Had a really, really good
okay, time. We'll play the music again.
You want to hear it again?
Yes.
You sure? You want to hear? Hey, I'm always, hey, I got to give the people what they want. Fuego Rapido!
I feel like I should have some chingos or something.
You should. Yeah, I remember creating that. I really was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be fine. All right.
Yeah, it's funny. I like that. That's really fun.
So, Jessica, again, thank you for coming.
You got to have fun in content creation, y'all. You got to have fun.
Absolutely. All right. So my first question to you is, Jessica, so in my research, because I want to make sure I learn all the information about what I know, what I don't know, things that may say, hey, I didn't know this. You have a lot of irons in the fire. All right. Outside of digital media subject matter creation, you are an advocate for maternal mental health conditions. All right. You are also supporting mothers in Sacramento, where you are, as well as being a teacher, as well as teaching creators in how to monetize their content. Tell us your story. How did we get here?
So the short version is, I was going through postpartum depression for years, I would say like 7 years. And I got to a point where I was like, look, I can't continue to do this. Actually, my son woke me up to it and he said, Mom, why are you always so sad? And that like, literally like, oh my God, like they know. Cause up until that time I had been like crying in the shower. I was really trying to hide it. I did a lot of research during that time. I went back to school to get my bachelor's degree, and I realized that this was a huge thing in the Black community. Mm-hmm. So I started a nonprofit, and then that nonprofit, I was literally driving around with my car on E, talking to women about like mental health, professional development, and taking care of themselves, and my car was on E. And I was like, okay. So at some point I was like, okay, I'm trying to save the world, but the one person I'm leaving behind is myself.
Come on.
And I cannot save the world. And I'm the one, you know, I'm basically falling parish to all of this while I'm out here trying to help all these other people. So I was like, well, what can I do to make money? So I went online and I saw a woman that was nursing her child. And she's like, I made $1 million. So I was like, well, she made what? doing what? And this is when everything was brand new. This is like, we didn't have live streaming. That wasn't a thing yet. So it was before Facebook had came out with live streams, all the things. And I went on a couple of webinars and I said, okay, this looks like something I can do. I self-taught myself everything, learning how to build websites, learning how to put together funnels, learning how to do automations, chatbots, everything. I would just sit for hours, obsessed with it, learning it. I won one pastor's wife. Pay me $200 to show her, not to do it, but to show her how to make a website. And I was like, people will pay me to do this. And that is how it happened. And from here on out, I stopped doing the maternal health stuff in a nonprofit framework, but I still did it as a volunteer. Mm-hmm. But I was able to sustain myself by holding events, by just really being a really good, I'm a great researcher. I love information. I love history. So self-taught, learned everything. And when people had questions, I was there to answer it.
Love it. Thank you so much for that. Thank you for transparency and thank you for what you're offering. All right. So clearly, as the episode name dictates, content is king.
Yep.
All right. So even myself as a business coach, when I'm talking to these, you know, these businesses and they don't have content as far as social media, I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? Like, we don't know who you are. So clearly content is king. All right. Everyone is at this point, everyone is doing content on everything. All right. We got cooks cooking. We have people, you know, I saw a 65-year-old man playing Grand Theft Auto on TikTok. I said, wow, you know, we have clearly we have everyone doing everything. Well, let's get right to it. What advice would you give newcomers? So you got someone coming in the game. They want to start creating content. What advice would you give newcomers who are looking to create content?
Advice I would give newcomers looking to create content, depending on their age, mm-hmm. I would say to dive into your story and understand what your story is.
So speak more on that. What does that mean?
That means if you are, so, and I say depending on your age, because it also depends on your career level and how much expertise you have, all that good stuff. In the field that I'm in, a lot of my clients come to me that are really high level, that they have a large amount of expertise or experience. They just don't know how that translates into content, right? So if we're talking to someone that's a bit younger, then I'm going to ask them, what are some relatable points that you have that we can create content out of so that you can make the most amount of money in the least amount of time so that you can monetize as quickly as possible? Relatable content is always going to do it.
Okay. So make relatable content and mm-hmm. dive into your story.
Exactly. For instance, my son has been looking for a job and, you know, has been going too well. And so look, you about to be a content creator, bro. Cause I'm tired of you eating about my stuff. You got to make some money. So forget that whole, whatever you was trying to do, you about to be a content creator. So, I had him go on and I said, what's relatable right now? What's relatable in your life? Well, you always tell me to take out the trash. You always cooking spaghetti. Boom. Let's do one about spaghetti. Mm-hmm. He made one reel about, you know, he found, I said, well, let's go find a funny video you can duet, which is you coming up on the screen and you're basically reacting to another video. It helps to make easy, lazy content. Mm-hmm. He found, I think, I don't know what that animal was, some kind of animal. And he duetted it. And he said, well, my mom says she's cooking spaghetti again. Instantly, it took off. I think he's at like 17,000 views or something like that. Wow. And he was just like, and it just kept, and it was like, ding, 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 as soon as he posted it. And he was just like, oh my gosh, mom. And I was like, it's relatable. It's
relatable. I might make my kids spaghetti tonight.
Not
right? Yeah. So that's great. You know, I realize that even some of the content that I talk, you know, that I do create, some of the sort of not produced ones where I'm like, oh, it's a storyboard and all that. No, I'm just outside and I just start recording me on the grill and the people, and then it's taking off. So I like that. Okay. All right. So making your story relatable, your story, right? Okay, cool. All right. I like that. Okay. I like that. I think that is very digestible for people to know. All right. So we got your advice on how to start, on where to start. But let's talk about that money. All right, Jess, can we talk about the money? Because listen, I'm not trying to do all these things anymore. I got to wear a hoodie up because I'm a content creator and just, you know, that's it. So let's talk about that money. Nowadays, a lot of people are discovering that you can make money from your content, right? Monetizing your content. So simple question, how can people start monetizing their content?
One of the most easiest ways for you to do that is to monetize yourself first and not depend on the platform. So I'm going to go opposite way of answering that question. The platforms are paying, but I want to get folks into a mindset, and I don't want to set you up for failure with you getting, you know, $5 on a reel or whatever, right? Cool beans. I'm going to take it, right? Because it's money. I'm not turning down no coins, right? Take all the monies that they're going to give us. But monetizing yourself. And that's why I said, to your first or was it the second question, technically, when you start out, you really have to start. It depends on where you are in your life. And if you're a beginner creator and you're younger and maybe you don't have a lot of work experience and things like that, you're doing things that are relatable. because mm-hmm. whatever you sell is going to relate back to that. Because now, if he wanted to run with the whole spaghetti, I mean, he could talk about spaghetti, he could talk about spaghetti meatballs, he could talk about different dinners that I make that he can't stand. But then he can also have a link in his bio that goes to like an affiliate, or he can have just a funny, hilarious ebook of different drawings of his mom making him different things. And people will pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
Right. So it really ties back into the first question of where you are and what you do. Now, if you're an expert, you have expertise, you've worked for 30, 40 years at the same place, and now you're like, hey, I think I'm going to get into this content creation thing as I look at retirement, or I just want to leave my job, then we're going to position you differently. You're going to have probably services or something else that you're selling on the back end that you monetize, because that is going to be just so easy and fluid for you to just have the content ready to go. I'm of the mindset that when you come to me, you need to be ready to implement. Go get, find everybody else's coaching, whatever programs, whatever that you need to do to get started, to get the mindset and all the yada, yada, yadas. But when we work, you need to know who your audience is already so that we can just implement and go.
Right. So having your avatar of who person is. Right. Okay. So some people may say, well, wait, do I need to have a $300 microphone or a really, really nice camera? Or what supplies would you say for somebody who just like they want to make content, but they're worried, you know, about how it looks? What would you suggest that they do?
Phone.
Just phone.
Just phone. Start with your phone. Now, if you've worked in audiovisual tech in your corporate, then you might want to start with like a DSLR, a higher level camera, because mm-hmm. the quality of the phone may not do it for you. You're just going to be too, oh my gosh, I can't take it. But anybody aside from that, phone.
wait one second. Alexa, cancel my order on my camera.
You have a really nice camera, so you know, quality matters to you, right? The scene matters to you. For the majority of folks that are just starting out, though, just start with your phone, because what'll happen is you'll start to hang up. Oh, I need the Sony whatever. Oh, I need the I'm trying to think of Rodecaster, you know, $600-$700 a pop. No, you don't. Because what you're doing is you're making excuses.
Mm.
You have to stop the excuses. If you only have your phone and this is the only thing you need to get started, you have no excuse.
There is none. People are, and you know what? And to be transparent, that used to be me. I used to be like, oh no, I want to use, I really want to have this camera. I don't want to look crazy. Meanwhile, it's crazy. People out here looking crazy and they out here getting these views. You know, I mean, I get it. Like, you do want to look presentable. You know, but you don't need it to get started. Like, I have literally shot videos in my car and off the cuff, and that's it. You know, people want the content. It be original. It be, whether it's original or not, they want it to be authentic, and they want it to capture something that they can relate. Like you were saying, I really like how you said that, because guess what? Every family in America knows that somebody's eating spaghetti and meatballs and listening to this right now. Right now, somebody just stop and say, wow, how did he know? Right?
Or last week or this week.
or if you ain't getting it today, oh, you're getting it tomorrow. Go look on the menu. It's tomorrow. So I like that. So really just starting. And then I'm pretty sure you come across people who they want to have the $1,000 equipment and they feel like they got to be perfect to start. But realistically, it's just starting, right?
Yeah. The thing is, that's an excuse that you're telling yourself in order to psych yourself out of it so you don't have to start right now.
Mm.
Once you get rid of that excuse and you start to put, because you're thinking about what people are going to say instead of thinking about how you're going to help people and how it can actually enhance your own life and the life of others and how your content can be a gift. Instead, you're looking at it as the negatives, right? Oh, right. Well, like you said, I'm gonna get on here and I'm gonna look crazy. Well, guess what? You probably gonna, even if you do got the DSLR, whatever, you're still gonna look crazy because you're gonna have to learn how to use that. Right. So it's better for you to start off with your camera, start mm-hmm. off with little short videos, just putting yourself out there and get used to and comfortable with putting yourself out there, because that's the major, major thing that stops anyone from making money online.
Okay. So, what in your profession, again, this is season six, episode six, content is king with Josh Speaks Digital. All right. So what would you, in your career, in your experience, in all these clients that you have, what is some reoccurring myths that pop up that simply are not true?
You have to be an expert. You have to be an expert. You have to be a guru. You need to have 50,000 followers in order to get paid a lot of money. That's all those are myths.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of people that I think all of my clients actually have more followers than I do. All
of them. So just to be clear, you don't need to have 50,000 followers. You don't need to have an expensive DSLR camera, right?
Not at all. And I think that another myth is that you have to either be close to someone or know someone and, you know, to share their audience with you. You can totally grow from scratch. Oh,
okay. So that partnership. So like, hey, I need an influencer to hook me up is what you're saying. Okay. So that's not true. Oh, wow.
True at all. At all.
And I'm pretty sure some influencers have made money off like, hey, I can hook you up, you know, I'll promote your stuff. And I always thought that was true. I always thought that was false because I would think that if I paid someone to promote my stuff, the engagement that they have on their content is going to be different than when you promote me. So you may have 50,000 people responding to your content. You post mine and I don't get that much engagement because it's not me. It's not you. I get that. I like that. Okay. So guys, you don't need all those things. All right. Stop believing it and stop psyching yourself out, which is true. We psych ourselves out because we won't want to be uncomfortable. We don't want to be uncomfortable. And as we talked about before, your comfort zone will kill you. Create the content, guys. All right. So, Jess, thank you for being on the show. You know, I know you have a million clients. You're doing all these things. So I don't want to hold you too long. So as we wrap up this conversation, what lasting pearl of wisdom do you want to drop and leave the listeners with?
Your story is the content, and monetize everything.
Your story is the content and monetize everything. My kids are eating spaghetti tonight. I like your story is your content and monetize everything. That's really, I like that.
Can I just add a follow-up and then please, you can come?
Please,
the follow-up to that is that I find that a lot of folks talk themselves out of monetizing, and I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of seeing the creator that creates amazing content or just is starting out to create content, but they're getting a lot of feedback. Or maybe you've had someone say, oh, you should write the book, or you should have a podcast, or you should start a YouTube channel. Right. And then they start this thing, they're putting all their blood, sweat, and tears into it. They're, you know, helping people out here and there, giving out free information, doing all the things. And they're not thinking about their revenue model or their business model on the back end. And those are huge. Great. You want to put out content. Amazing. And yes, it is a gift. But guess what? You should be paid. You should be paid and compensated for the time that it takes to create.
Paid. Compensated. I love it. Okay. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. All right. So Jessica, how can people hire you? How can they check out your content? How can they get more of Josh Speaks Digital Media? How can we get to you?
I am Josh Speaks Digital on pretty much everything. And if you just Google Josh Speaks Digital, you'll see my face silliness pop up. So I'm everywhere in all places. The best place to connect with me is probably on Instagram if you're looking to DM me, or on Facebook.
Okay. You know what? Let me ask
you. Oh, TikTok too. But don't do DMs on TikTok.
Don't DM on TikTok. You know what? Let me ask you really quickly. Out of the three, which platform do you like?
I am really loving TikTok right now, just for the ease of use. And currently right now, I repurpose a lot of my content from TikTok over to YouTube. which has been amazing in growing my YouTube channel. So I would say right now, TikTok for the ease of use and creating, Facebook for the ease of use of connecting and creating community, and then Instagram for the ease of use of portfolio and just having a way for folks to see what I can do and who I can help.
All right. And guys, I want you to, she just dropped another jewel. Facebook for your family and friends, right? Instagram for your
No. Facebook for your community and connecting.
Okay. Facebook for community connecting. Instagram is for your portfolio. And TikTok is for, give us that one again.
Creating content easily.
Guys, she just gave you a two-piece right there. A two-pack. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do that. I'll edit that out. All right, guys. Well, guess what, Jess? Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate what you do already. We appreciate your content. Thank you, guys. Please make sure that you subscribe to her. All her information is going to be in the title description. It's going to be all in the show description at the bottom. Please make sure you sign up. And remember, again, she did the intro of the song. She did the intro of the show and the music, the song of the week. So if you like it, credit me. You don't like it, credit her. At her, tell her. Don't tell me. Okay? Guys, that is the end of the show. Again, please make sure you connect with her on all those platforms. Soak up all that knowledge that she's giving you. All right. If you also want to be a part of the show, please let me know. If you have a book to promote, if you have some type of content that you want to get out there, please, let's work together. And I'm always ready, as these episodes are hot, fresh, and ready each solid week. All right, until we see each other again. Because guess what? You just heard Jess talk about what we're going to do. You need to create content. We need to see your content. Until we talk again, because you're going to tell me, hey, I watched your episode. I made $1 million. Now you owe me and Jessica 10% of that $1 million. You didn't realize that, did you? So we're going to talk about how amazing your content went overnight. And until we share those special, special moments again. All right. Always remember, guys, see what you want to do. Plan that thing out and then do it. Guess what? Your life coach loves you, man. Hey, tell three people to create that content now. Your story is your content. All right. Same life coaching time, same life coaching channel. See ya.